This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's things that happen. My dad calls them pop-ups. He just drops it on you, bro. He's like, yo, pop-up. 60%.
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
Yeah. You know what time it is.
And you know what it is.
I just woke a bunch of babies up around the world.
Yeah!
You know what time it is. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 62. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The streets also call me Quentin Quarantino.
Why not?
We say that for another day, though, man.
You gotta explain it sooner or later.
B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yes, sir.
What are you talking about, man?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Just being a baby.
My man, Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir. You know.
Yeah.
Big chocolate.
You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Kicking it, yo.
It's been a great episode, man. We talked mostly about working for our dad against our will.
Yeah.
Working for our girlfriends against
our will. Yes, we also covered doing favors you don't really want to do. Cute girlfriend and boyfriend activities that start off cute but end up being you breaking your back.
Or saying some bad shit. It's just awkward.
Saying things you wish you could take away eventually. And parking and speeding tickets.
Mm, yes.
Before we get to the episode, for our YouTube viewers, go ahead, hit that subscribe button to become a true Nutter Gang Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, man. Hit that bell button. Press the thumbs up button.
Of course, why not?
Why do you come here to press the thumbs? What are you doing?
Well, yeah.
What are you doing?
Look at yourself. The fucking press down.
Turn
button?
On the FaceTime camera. Look at yourself. Why am I here?
Why am I doing that?
What am I adding by pressing the fucking thumbs down button?
Out of that.
But if that's how you get down, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Sound like a
mouse shit.
Mouse shit.
You know what it is, man. Enjoy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ooh. Let's get it started.
Yeah. Like clockwork.
Oh hell yeah.
Out of Migos anything.
Oh hell yeah.
Flying in.
Oh hell yeah.
And you know what time it is too.
Yeah. I'm in baby boy mode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I told him don't do it. He said, yo, I'm going BP mode, man.
Hence the baby blue.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking Blackberry.
Why is this blue for babies?
Because babies, if it's a baby, if it's a boy, it's blue. If it's a girl, it's pink.
No, but why is baby? When it came up with the concept of baby blue,
did they
say that we need a blue for babies?
Yes.
And then like, okay, this one's light blue?
I don't know.
Because they say someone's having a baby, they say, what's the best color that describe that boy that you having? Oh, you having a boy?
Oh,
blue.
But why this tone
but
of blue?
That's not,
because this is baby blue. Was this baby blue before it was baby blue? Was this baby blue before?
Oh, no.
This is the blue for babies?
It became, you know what I mean? It became baby blue when Stunna put it on.
We just dropped gems.
You know what I'm saying? 2 seconds in, you know what I'm saying? Just like open it up like that, man.
Sure. Start off with a jam.
Yes, sir.
Why not?
Why is it called baby blue? Most babies are born with blue eyes. The fuck no? The hell? Where? When, nigga?
That's racist!
You know what time it is, man. You see the shirt. Shout my boy Young Meech on the sweater.
Jeez. Mm, man.
Now, I know eagles come in all shapes, all sizes. You know what I mean?
All
they come
wingspans.
From all around the world, different feathers. But I didn't know my man Meech is an eagle.
He sent us a screenshot saying, give me that sweater. And I noticed that he was like, just stuck in the viewer. My man, yeah. I can respect that for sure. Speaking of not understanding things, man.
Mm-hmm.
All these party invites.
Yeah.
Guys. Remember the thing?
Please. Yeah.
Remember the thing, right?
Like, remember happened in March.
Yeah, I'm getting many invites.
Yo.
Yeah.
I feel disrespected, to be honest. I feel I'm a little offended.
Like, you think I'm that crazy?
You think like you just think that little of me that I would just
I don't know why
my life.
Sometimes I find myself saying yes to things I know it's a no.
Oh,
like I said yes to one already. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my god, that happened the other day to us. And I ain't gonna like get into specifics, but it's just like I find that Jay and I often get put into situations where I'm like, okay, I know this nigga doesn't want to do this shit, mm-hmm. but like this, like you, if you're that type of person to just ask a question and just pop it and be like, yo, like come check out my scooter, like right now, like and let's go for a ride.
Hey, do this thing right now. You know what would be a good idea if you do the thing that I have right my now. Idea right now. Let's do it, right?
You know I'm not doing nothing because I'm right in front of you. I'm not doing nada right
You're
now,
holding
you
know? Me hostage like, socially.
Yeah. Man, so nah, that's
yeah. We tapped in though. Like, what you mean? When you with two people, when I'm alone, I be getting fucked up. Like, niggas just courting me. Yo, let's do the do this for my IG. Can you shout? Next thing I'm shouting out a brand, nigga doing a commercial. Wait, how did I get into this shit? But when he's in it, sometimes I be like, all right, okay, yeah. But then he comes back and he backs it up.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, we can't do that because I'm like, oh,
yep,
right.
That thing.
We can't do that shit.
I was really about to ask that question. Like, do y'all ever like bail each other out without even like talking about it? Like,
without, just, no. I didn't even need to look at his nigga's ass. Mm-hmm. you know where I'm going.
You know what the time it is.
He hears ideas. Oh, that nigga would not do that. I hear the idea. He's not into that at all.
Bro, and the thing is, it's like,
bro, me saying yes, me running out of excuse. Like, I have no, you back me up, nigga. So, yeah, we'll do it. That's when you know, bro, my back is touching the wall, bro.
Oh, my God,
back skin on the wall.
Fists are clenched behind the fucking wall. Behind the
wall. Sure.
Bro, like, nah, that just be the worst, man. I see a lot of people get, like, put into that situation, and I just feel so bad. I'm like, yo, you don't got no one to get you out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks that you ain't got no one to get you out of that. And Julian be knowing too, because like we'd be out with Julian, and he knows when it's time, like when we're in a different mode. And sometimes I hate the worst thing that I hate is when I send someone a text and they'll be like, oh, why are you texting me? I'm like, nigga, okay, if I'm here, why would I just text you?
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're saying.
Don't be one of those guys who just say it out loud. Yo, why'd you text me? Yeah. Bro, you read the fucking text first and then you'll figure out why I text you, you know? Like,
normally why people text you is written in the text.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I have to get out of somewhere, like, I'm going to shoot you a text saying like, yo, like, let's get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, set your alarm on your phone real quick.
Bro, you know that I'm going to call you real quick. That's my
man.
That's my
bro. I'm into who's that?
Yeah,
yo, are you getting a call? Shit. Should we go? We have to leave this right now.
No,
we just got
we're having so much fun,
and I love it here so much.
But why would we have to leave?
All right, then, where the shoes at?
Guess we out.
Could you get my coat, please?
Bro, I'm into that,
bro. And the thing is, man, that like I don't understand is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never, like, I'm never, okay. Two couple things. I'm never that guy. There's no one in this world. Isn't this crazy? Listen to this fact. There's no one in this fucking world that can say, Trayvon Richards asked me an awkward question to say, yo, I'm going and I'm doing this. I would never put anyone on the spot because I don't like when people do it to me.
Right.
Why do people do that?
Don't be seeing the social cues, man.
Yeah.
Some niggas are just so, you realize they're so unaware of themselves that they're just, everything just outward. Nothing. Mm-hmm. They never think like, am I being weird?
Is that, you know what?
A lot of pressure.
It's so,
how would I feel if someone asked me this shit?
It's so crazy. It becomes fascinating.
That's a fact. Yo, yeah. I'm fascinated
like,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I'm like,
do you know you're, wow. So I'm, so this is normal to you.
Yeah.
This is cool.
You want me to,
so I post this on my Instagram.
Okay.
What's your name again?
When did we meet?
Bro, like it's just I just don't understand it, and having this podcast really fucking makes me expose myself more on how to get out of it. Because I told y'all, we can write a book on how to get out of
Nigga about
shit
to get your one-on-one. Ass on
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's the book? What's the book you gonna propose? Something and getting out of places.
I forgot the title. It was a great
title. Exit Strategy or something like that. I can't remember.
It was something, title. Something, and something, something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was a great book.
But I'm telling you, we can write all about it because it's just like, you would know because like we be getting out of shit and it'd just be crazy. Because I'm telling you, we're at a party, we're gone. People would be like, wait, were they even here? And they're going home thinking like, yo, what the fuck just happened?
And I'm on the highway doing 100.
On the highway, man.
Yeah. Doing 100.
On the highway.
Don't delete that.
Okay. Sheldon downloaded mad shit on my thing. I'm just cleaning it up, man. Delete this. But yeah, nah, that shit's crazy. So you going to the party, Sheldon?
No, I already texted him. Like, I'm just not comfortable.
Hey, there's a global pandemic going on right now.
And it's real shit. Like, it's real shit.
So you know.
It's real shit.
But even if it wasn't here, I'd have something else to say, but it's just great that I have this excuse at my disposal.
Yeah.
Bro, that was like when I was like, obviously, it's terrible what's happened.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah. Like it's still, I'd rather this not be happening.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
well, yeah.
All the, you know, no invites, no parties, no this. This is, is that canceled? The thing I was reminded to, the thing you wanted me to do, is that canceled?
Damn. Maybe next year, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel that. Feel that 100% because it's just be getting me out of. You know what's crazy? And I'm probably gonna get a text from this. I was supposed to. I just can't say no, and I feel like it's even harder when you meet people and you connect with people on a level of just like. I'm not trying to give away the exact situation, but let's just say I find someone to play volleyball with every Friday. You know what I'm saying? And this person owns the gym to the volleyball nets. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Nah, but I just get put in situations where it's like, all right, I see you on the regular. I can't even lie to anymore. I just got to do it. And it's sometimes it's not even that I don't want to do it because it's like I can do it and I can have fun if I go and do it. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. I got told... Yo, let's go host a party for your birthday. And me, I'm like, all right, rather not. I'd rather just in the moment, hey, we're going to the club. All right, bet, let's go. I don't really like promoting. I'm like, yo, pull it to the club with me. You know what I mean? Like, do it. It's just not
bro,
me.
What am I, Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah, you know? I just didn't like it. But then I got caught into it because for literally years, I've been telling dude, I'm like, nah, this is my boy. Like, I love this guy, you know, respect him. Been saying no, like cutting out the country and shit. Literally, I cut out of Toronto. I'm like, yo, I am not home. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm out of the country.
Oh, sorry. Next year comes, and I'm just like, Corona. I'm like,
guess we can't ever do it then.
Sorry.
Right? You might as well just stop trying every year.
I was like, yo, fuck, I got to fit too, man. But
oh, that one.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that one.
Yeah, juice it up.
You got to juice it up, but now it's
for the pandemic. Yeah. I don't got to juice shit, my nigga. Like, I just dropped 19 in the text, and you know what time it is.
CB,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
CB19.
Mm-hmm.
What you want me to do, player?
Bro, I never even try to be mean. I'm just like, okay, I hear the idea, and then, like, what do I feel inside? Oh, nothing at all? Okay, yeah, I'm not into it.
I just think it's like, bro, like, if you really know me, like,
exactly,
and that's I should be offended. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like that's you should understand. Right, why do you want me to do that? As you think being selfish?
I would like that.
Yeah.
You think I would like that, bro? You ever get pressed on the streets to put me in your story?
Oh my god! Yeah.
For what? Why would I do that?
Hasn't happened to me, but
you know what is fucking hilarious? The other day, driving down Queen Street, this guy just fucking. On my ass. I'm just like, bro, why is this guy so on me like that? Just, you know when a car goes down and then, like,
the brakes and acceleration?
Yeah, but you see the whole car, like, the nose and the whip. Like, I'm just like, bro, this guy has to pass me or something. So I'm trying to, like, do my thing to get out of his way.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop you from where you're going. I want to stop you from doing what you got to do.
Right.
So I'm, like, trying to move out my little way. Mm-hmm. And he pulls up on me. So ask your DMs, fam. I'm like, yo, whoa. Bro, Maria was just looking straight. I'm like, yo, I don't know.
No
I'm like,
way.
It gets like that.
What could possibly?
And he told me his IG name. I'm like, okay, bet. What's your name? The thing is, I wanted to find it. And if you're watching it, I couldn't find it. But he pulled up on me. Yo, ask your DMs, fam. And then he was gone.
There needs to be like...
couldn't find them anymore.
Better DM etiquette. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just don't man. Send
first
it.
First of all, like,
don't send me anything because I'm not, bro. You're oh you take God. Your imagine you DMing me as like mm-hmm. you throwing your message into the pits of hell because yeah. it's not, it doesn't exist once it's all today. Okay.
That's, yo, honestly, it's
kind of where I was gonna go with facts. It. I just feel like, yeah, don't put so much
just not.
Feelings behind a DM Damn. And so much expectations behind a yeah. DM. It's not a text message. It's not a phone call.
And I get it.
It's a social media app that I may or may not get to.
It's just, mm-hmm.
you know what I mean,
bro. The DMs is my last favorite part of Instagram. I go on, okay, swipe up, scroll up, scroll down. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
DM.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking. The only I really don't. And not even, nigga, I just don't like reading them that much.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I feel like ever since DMs got flooded with story responses, now it's just even more out of my caliber. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, you guys are just responding to fuckery sometimes, and it's just like, I get it. Like, I'm posting shit, but it's just like, it's not like our duty to answer. Mm. And I feel, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
not anyone's duty. Even you know, if I DM you
and you don't respond,
oh, you don't respond for 4 years? Okay. That's 4 years. Yeah.
That's your fault. I mean, that's your reason. No, it's fault. No, it's fault. That's okay, your, cool. like, that's what you want to do. Is that's what it fine. Is. Exactly. Yo, it's a crazy thing. And some people feel like so hurt when your mm-hmm. DMs doesn't get answered or something like that. And I'm just like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Cause again, the human mind.
The human mind is a crazy thing.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It's a crazy thing because people just be going through it and just be thinking next shit and saying, oh, you're too good to answer. I'm like, yo, realistically, like, my nigga? Like,
oh, am I too good? Bro, I haven't showered in a couple of days, my nigga. Do bro, I think I'm too good for my... No.
If only I'm lazy. You smell me bro, if lazy. I walk by in ball shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you know those ones?
My gooch reeks. Embarrassingly. Do I think I'm too good? No.
The thing is, man, like, this will laugh because you know. Yeah, you've been around. Like, it's like, yo, is that your ashtray? Yo, yeah. I just finished hooping. Like, I didn't even shower. Just went straight
through the shorts,
cooking.
Though?
Yeah. Yes. Today, yes. And I know there's someone at home right now saying, yo, you fucking stink and you smell your ass through your shorts? Go shower,
yes,
bro.
Yes, bro.
Go shower.
Bro, we all humans trying to figure this thing out. That's it, bro. And that's it.
Someone dropped me here. 26 years ago and say figure it out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all people did to us. Drop us and say figure it out.
Man, all of a sudden I have DMs and I gotta answer them or else I'm gonna fucking
answer shit. Whack. But if I
so what if I see it, man?
So what, bro?
So what if I read the first three words and I said,
yeah. And yo, you have to understand that certain people get answered. There's certain people we've met, certain people we shot, worked mm-hmm. with, and da-da-da, because mm-hmm. it's like, I just so happen to see your DM this date. You know what I mean? Like, that's just it.
Yeah.
I see people literally in my DM saying, like, yo, answer me. Oh, yo, fuck you. And I'm like, bro, what? Bro,
yo, like, what?
What?
Sometimes niggas be sending DMs that could be comments.
Yeah, ah, damn thing this shit done,
man.
Ah, damn. Speaking of being involved in things that you're not particularly excited about, I understand Sheldon has, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Been a DIY guy over the weekend.
I have. Yo.
I have. You want to speak on it, child?
The platform is yours.
Welcome to the red table.
He knows he's about to get flamed for this. Lil Wayne Hot Boys.
Bro, no. No.
Alright, look. Check me out.
Bro, do you want to, do you desire to do? No.
No, that's the thing. And you know what? That's a good point. Because I've made that point to people and they get mad. They get
offended. Based on my interests, it doesn't line up.
Based off my resume, I don't do this shit.
I'm still doing it though. Like,
yeah, that's all that matters.
But I will not have a smile on my face. I will not. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Anyways, long story short, you know what I'm saying? I have been in a very amazing and life changing relationship.
Talk about it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Let's clap about that.
You know what I mean?
Rise and shine.
You know what I'm saying? 7 great years. They flew.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's like yesterday, you know?
Time fly when you're having fun. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And my girlfriend has taken on a backyard renovation project this pandemic, you know? And it's great, you know? Something to do, something to keep your mind busy.
Of course.
You know? something to look forward to.
Create with your hands.
Exactly.
That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. My assistant.
Now.
Check me out.
Was
needed.
Was needed. And you know what? I will, you know, I offer myself a lot. You know what I mean?
As you should.
Exactly, as I
and
should.
It's not that you, it's you mean it.
I asked though.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see. It's like asking someone, like, you go out for dinner. Yo, you want me to play they have to build?
Can't finish the set.
Yo, do you want me to play? No, it's fine. Okay. But. Go ahead.
Exactly, bro. So, you know, she it's a big reno, man. It's not no little nigga shit. It's a big jackhammer.
And I'm a little nigga. Check me out.
You know what I'm saying? So the addition was a little bit wonky. You see, the math problem was a little bit, you know, we didn't have all the correct parts, me being the incorrect part. You know,
LN.
You know,
me being
saying?
The LN.
So yeah, she needed me to move some crushed rock, 90 pound bags of crushed rock, a few of them, to by wheelbarrow.
It's getting worse.
This might have been the second time in my life that I operated a wheelbarrow.
Yo, that's real. I can only recall a couple.
I work on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a mind type of guy. My hands are beautiful.
Freak.
They're soft. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't do all that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel handyman, that.
Macho man shit. But I went and I did my, and I did the best that I could. And
that's
I think
all that
my,
matters.
I think what I did was great. I really gave myself to that project. It just sucked though. It sucked. My brother did eventually come. He was supposed to come with me from the beginning. That's another story. I pull up at this nigga crib. He's in a wife beater, sanding the door of his fucking car. And I'm like,
what are we doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I just took my glasses off. Like,
did you read the entire text?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I told
Where's
you,
the boots and shit?
I told you the time. But
it's Tuesday. You know that, right? Like, it's fucking Tuesday, right? It's 6 p.m. You know that, right?
Remember what I said about the dirt?
And then he had the nerve to be like, just now. It's a quick thing.
Oh, my God.
Me, 3 years ago, might have waited around still. Mm-hmm. You know?
I feel that.
2020 shows. I didn't even say it, but I was like, all right. And I walked away.
You see a speeding accurate.
I just peeled off. I see this guy look like you know, one of these, look back. I was just gone, bro. So yeah, he came out to like, it was a lot of work, man. Like, just.
I feel that.
My back was done. And I can't lift with my legs. I don't got legs either.
I feel that.
So it's like, it's going to be my back because my legs are skinny
straight
and shit.
Spine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't got legs to be like, lift with your legs. What legs?
My legs.
You know what I'm saying?
So the diagram on the box that says, do not lift like this. You're lifting exactly like
I'm
that.
I'm lifting exactly like that.
Okay.
I'm doing the version with the line through it.
You know what I'm saying?
My version's in the red and white picture painting.
I don't know why they put the thing over the mic.
I do it like that all the time. I'm fine. Worst niggas up.
Fucking back. I'm fine.
That's a fact. But you know, that was my Saturday, and I missed, you know, missed a big day, you know.
Oh yeah, my pops beat it. That was cool.
Pops beat it. I tried to orchestrate it, but
this guy told us bright and early, because the day before, he's like, yo, okay, I'm gonna let you know by this time, see where it's going. Maybe by 1-2, we'll see where we're at, whatever. Mm-hmm. My dad's thing was the daytime thing. This guy hit us up, 10 a.m. Gentlemen, I'm not gonna make it. Sent me a picture of a fucking bag of rocks. I understand. Got it. You could have just sent a picture of the bag of rocks. I always say it's not coming.
Bro, it was 10. We weren't even on our way. Me and Jermaine were like, or not even Jermaine. I was fucking like, all right, damn, like, I'm gonna be late, just kind of struggling to just get shit together, say, all right, we're gonna, you know what I mean? Just get your shit together for a party. You know, you know how it goes. So I was just like, all right, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. And I just got a text like fucking 9 a.m. Like, I'm not going to make it. Yeah. And the funny thing was, I think I just responded back saying like, yo, don't even worry about it. But I was going to say like, why? But I'm like, yo, he's going through enough. Right now. If he said no, he said no. Like,
I feel that. Now, does your woman take you as a, you know, a DIY build with your hands type of guy.
I think she does, and I'm trying to figure out what I did.
Where went wrong?
Where did I go wrong?
Did I ever walk in a room holding a hammer? Like, did you ever see me kill a fucking pitcher hanging?
Yo, and honestly, like,
crush that shit.
I'm really trying to figure it out, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You fucking bodied it.
Yeah, man. I'm not, though. Like,
yeah. Man. Yo, I thank my dad for that gift for real. Like, yo, it's a real skill to have fucking work your way with a drill and with the love, nigga. I'd be all up in that thing. Unfortunately and fortunately, because like since I knew how to, you know, build shit after like, you know, build Symphony an entire fucking closet.
Yeah,
I was about to ask you about that.
One guy thing, I'm just there sweating, nigga. At first it was cute, like, oh, like we're building a closet thing together.
Then, rub the back and shit, and then she's gone. Then
she's hanging out, nigga. I'm fucking, my back is on fire. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck no more.
Bro.
I take that back. I didn't give a fuck, but I was very tired.
Yeah.
The excitement definitely wore faded. Off.
Like, it was definitely like the idea of me building the backyard was like, yeah, for sure. Like, you know what?
Three shovels in. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Why
bro.
You know what's nuts?
Just
bro?
Ask the guy to help.
You know what's nuts? I remember this one time I went to New York because I thought I was going to do something fun.
Okay.
And Maria said, hey, like, you know, it'd be cute if we built my bedroom.
It always starts out cute. That's how they get you, yo. It's
cute shit.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get.
You know me, I'm down.
Because it's cute. Cause I'm not even going to lie. I'm like, yo, that's kind of fucking cute.
That's kind of cute.
We both do that. Go out and choose a thing and then we build it and then we look at what we did. Yes,
that's cute. Cute shit.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Okay. All right, so
the same amount of syllables.
So
I'm on that type of time, and I think the problem with our girlfriends are
don't put that on me, my nigga.
If this is a fucking, you know, those circle charts that we had to do like this in school, and then the three of the
mix the Venn diagram.
It was a Venn diagram with the three circles in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
What our girls have in common.
Okay, that's a better word right there. Common is a better word.
To him.
What I feel is they have very, very poor planning because your girl thought you would be done really quick when she knew that was an all day thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You thought you were gonna be done building this closet mad quick, but your ass is on fire.
I could say that was on me too. Because I'm like, oh yeah, because I have a meeting tomorrow. So I was like, oh, you know what we'll do? We'll build it up for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. That's all it's gonna take. And then I could study my notes for the meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I was fucking hammering shit straight to the meeting. Nigga, I came through with fucking nails in my pockets. So it was on me too, bro. She's taking my word for it.
Yo,
but it still shouldn't have been like it still should have been your 3 hour thing. So when Maria's like, yo, like come build this bed. I'm like, okay, we're just gonna shop for a bed and build a bed.
Yeah.
That sounds easy, by the way.
Yeah.
It does, right?
It does, right?
That's what I thought.
I get to the crib. Okay. I gotta rent a car for the stuff, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever, soft, man. I got it.
Okay.
How much are we in the hole? We're
about 7 USD bills into the hole. This is already fucked up. Yo. So I'm 9 bills deep in. And then I get to the crib. And I swear to you guys, I'm expecting to see, you know what I mean? Like just readiness.
Mm-hmm.
I see a fucking bed, a whole fucking
another thing that you have to
Sheldon. Oh, I have to deconstruct.
Deconstruct. That's where they fucking get you.
Oh shit!
I gotta deconstruct.
You didn't say about the deconstructing, baby. Are we supposed to build a bed on top of a bed?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted a bunk bed. Yo, I should have built that shit on top of it, bro. I should have built that hole right on top of that bed and say, hold it. This is what you get for not being specific. So my day was stretched out.
Nigga, you have a bed in the hallway. All
right, I built a bed.
I will say, it's a beautiful feeling when you finish.
It becomes cute again, still.
Yo, I don't know about you guys, but I'd be dragging that shit. Like when I do something for Maria and then she's like, oh, thank you. I'd be like, yeah, like, My hands seem weird. Are the bones off to you?
Like, trying to just do
my bone shifted. No, I'm sure it's a bone shift. Babe, I'm telling you, my bone shifted.
For you.
But do you like the closet though?
The closet's cool, right? Bro, I always feel like I should be like, oh, I should live off my good deeds for a little bit longer.
Yes.
Because sometimes that'd be like the same day, and then I say a joke that went too far, and she's looking at me. I'm like, in the closet though.
I'm like, all right, look, let's go look for something.
You're looking rude in that shirt. We're going to put a shirt after. My closet. Bro, let my shit. You know what I mean? Bro, if you do one good deed for me, I'm like, okay, I'll let you slide for like 2 days.
Yeah, no, for sure.
For
sure.
Honestly, for it's like, sure. And you, even if I get mad to the point where it's just like, all right, you did something fucked up and I'm tight, and like, you know what I mean? She's trying to bring something back up, just like a good deed she did. I gotta respect the fact that you're drawing a good deed. Yeah. And say, all right, you know what? She did
drawing that card. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did do that.
I do remember. I didn't forget.
The other day, I told her, I was like, yeah, I drove you to go get your tattoo. She's like, you had to go there anyways. I was like, fuck. You right. I wasn't in there. The shop was open right there, huh?
In a weird way, I like it still, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, it's never been like, a fuck, I got to build this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, for talking like furniture. I mean, the only thing I've ever hated was that backyard shit. I ain't going to lie.
Yo, really? I don't know. I feel like I'd be... You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know,
but the thing is, when you're outside, when my dad told us to build a deck, I mean, to stain a deck.
Oh, that was some, yeah. That was some
you're
cool
outside
shit.
Lifting things, so I feel you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not comfortable. You don't like being outside.
It was hot.
I remember, bro, we were dying in the backyard that day.
What was the shit? Ancient Egypt, nigga.
God, it was fucking hot, bro.
Yeah. If I were to build a backyard, I'd be able to tell you guys if fucking Egyptians built the pyramids. Because I'll be like, oh, no, like
the pyramids built by humans. Nigga, I stained the deck. Yeah, it can be done. That shit is possible. I'm telling you. Can we finish the deck? I'm like, damn, dude, we just stained the deck on our bare hands.
Yo,
that's crazy.
The thing is, man, I would love to be that handy guy to like just. Yo, you need this. Shadeem is one of those guys. I gotta get to him.
I gotta give a shout my mans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That nigga be building shit for real.
And the thing is, I never know if he's lying because he'd be so good at some shit. And he'd just be like, no, I've never done this before. But then build.
How? Like, how did we get it?
But he's the type of nigga, he just be looking and applying
himself.
Honestly,
yeah, that's
how
my bro is, bro. My bro, like, he be doing, like, just like.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If like he'll find like a screw from something else and put it in, I'm like, I don't think that's gonna work, man. I don't think that's the right. Shit's working. I'm like,
car starts.
Fuck,
damn it.
Yeah.
So he fits a car with a screw. Nigga.
That's a gift, bro. That's a fucking
trust
gift.
Me, trust
for sure, yeah. So I feel
trust me. You just gotta respect it. You can do that. Cause me, I'm not that type of guy. Like you have to know.
Yo, the thing is though,
when you're fucking with me, nah, you gotta know your limits with me. Cause I like if you say hey, yeah. Cause I hung up a TV before. Limit.
That's what I was about to say.
B&R made me do some shit
what I'm saying.
This the thing though.
Like, this is the job.
Whoa!
This is the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I everything I attempt to do, I could. I do it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, it's that time. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can do it though, but yeah, I don't like, I put up TVs.
That's,
you know
what
I'm saying? Fix whips. Like, I've done that shit. Like,
I feel it.
You it's like you mean? Just don't want to do it.
Don't want to do it.
So if you can't do something, it's probably you just not wanting to do it. Because if it's some shit to say,
no interest.
Some things are
scary. Build this. Some mm-hmm. things are scary.
Some things are scary.
I will not be an electrician. If you're saying, oh, I can get zapped.
No. And for, what is it for a light? That,
oh no! Am I like, fucking okay. Albert Einstein? Who did the light?
Albert Einstein.
Thomas Edison.
That was Thomas Edison. Yeah, right. I knew it sounded wrong.
Well, like, you know, I wasn't there, so
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Saying? I don't know where that boy got that
idea from. If he probably, yo, yeah,
that guy could have just. I heard rumors. I feel like I've heard rumors that he
have
got
you?
From a
who
from
really
a black
brought
man.
Light.
I heard
brought
rumors.
Light.
Yo, who really brought the light?
I heard rumors that the first man was a black man.
Jaja, that
it was a brother, and then
Jaja.
Apparently, T.E.
Yeah.
And yeah, y'all saw the Bible. It's like in the first line.
What?
Let there be light and shit.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Try to die one time.
I thought that was Shakespeare.
Yo, some things are scary. Like you could. You can most likely do like the shit that you feel like you can't do, but like it's a matter of like actually taking that leap.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you asked me to hang a TV, I'm not even putting one screw in the fucking wall, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm scared I'm gonna put it crooked or it's gonna fall off or some shit. So I'm not even gonna attempt.
Yeah.
But if I get past that mind blockage and be like, well, fucking nigga, I'm gonna hang up this TV.
For sure.
Probably still gonna fall, but like,
like watch out and shit. Like, you know,
the point is, I tried.
Don't turn it so much and shit. Yeah, but like,
I feel like when I realized in life the cliches were the real shit. It was like, it was different.
Keep saying this shit.
Yeah, it was different. I'm like, yo, why does everyone keep saying this one thing? And the same thing with advice and shit. And I'm like, I hate when people ask me to give advice because I'm saying those shits. I'm like, yo, it's just real. Like, the same way how we're saying, oh, apply yourself to hang up TVs. Because with our dad doing office movement, yo, we had to take apart office desks. We had to put together, if you guys don't understand, putting together a corner unit. You know what I mean?
Those panels that you see, it looks very cute and like, oh, it looks very easy. Oh. Little cubicles. It makes a bunch of offices, like easy walls you put up.
Oh my God.
Guys, it's a pain in the ass to take those things apart and to move them around. You know what a panel cart is?
Oh my God. Have you ever had a panel cart sent to your shins?
Ooh.
You guys can't talk to us, man. That's what the difference between us and other podcasts. They never had fucking panel carts shifted into their shins.
Bro, I'd be in offices. Could my dad be moving residential offices? Not residential. What am I saying? Residential.
Business.
Commercial offices. So, you know what I'm saying? All the shit you see on the office, nigga, we'd be moving that.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'd be in offices, literally. Have taken meetings. I see like other movers stacking shit up on dollies. Like, I'm like, that's not.
Oh
how
my
you do
God.
That. That's not.
Yo,
how you do that.
Yo.
You're not going to get right like that, my king.
Yo.
Why is the wheel off? Like, nah. That's bad posture. Yo, trust me, I see it all, man.
Bro, how many times were we at Much? And I'm like, bro, we can shock every person in this fucking building and I'll dolly this that whole set. Jason's moving and I know that nigga.
Let me get a Phillips real quick.
Yeah.
Done.
Clean your whole shit up quick. And niggas don't know how once you see, put a dolly by me. Put it by my right foot. Watch how quick that flip up to me.
Oh, yeah. Boston's
and shit.
Yeah.
On G.
Put a couch by a door, I'll get it through that hole.
I know the techniques. It can't fit. Did you try every possible motherfucking way?
I was in here.
Yo, that used to baffle me.
Oh.
Bro, don't.
All right, man.
Yo.
This is a very rare perspective, but like if you have a piece of furniture that you bought, make sure it could fit in your fucking crib.
Yeah.
And remember just because you're going to call the movers to come move it out. Sometimes the movers are me. Nigga. Mm, I've been in houses of people who just fucking, the smallest house, we have a pool table.
Mm-hmm.
And we're removing it.
And it's in the basement.
If I get a pool table in my house, in my basement, it's never leaving. Oh, it's a part of the house now. It's part of the foundation.
Dad, our father moved into a house and it came with a pool table. I looked at it, I said, I understand. And I respect this purchase a lot more now.
Bro, that's being a mover table. Opened my eyes up to how many people randomly just have a fucking 40,000 pound safe in the basement.
Oh, that's
a lot of them was like, we have this giant fucking safe. We got to take it out.
Yeah.
Not even we got to what we wanted.
Bro, and that's just heavy. That's like heavy and big, like
and short, like on the ground. It's just very short. So you can't.
It's like,
bro,
Speaking of things that you don't want to do, you guys don't understand the level of responsibility and frustration that we lived with having a father that owns a moving company. Obviously, we're going to support a black man doing what he got to do.
Yes, sir.
So we going to do
it. That's how I ate.
So, yeah. Well, not feed myself and my dad. But when he, bro, he would call at the most random time. Jermaine, what are you doing right now, man?
Can you even ask what I was doing? Bro. That doesn't matter. Because yeah. You know what I'm still going to ask? And I even ask, sorry. I summon you. Come. This is the place. I'm. He just says, yo, I'm sending you an address. Come.
Yo,
bring your phone to work.
I need to move a safe. And I'm like, yo, I'm not safe. Like, I'm not safe. You
bro,
know what I mean?
Safe, man? Like, safe remover, man. Bro, get the safe remover, guys.
Bro, nah, this is going to be an office moving podcast. Because, bro, then Ryan started to get into that business. And he's calling me from,
you.
From this house, Sheldon.
Bro, the brother bailouts.
Oh,
brother. Those even.
God.
Because when your dad is like, okay, I have no option. He's telling me to come. But then like your brother, obviously you can't, you have kind of have an option, but you're not going to leave him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
so
I know
bad.
I can help.
You're lit.
Like, yeah, I'm doing stuff, but like, I know I can help.
Yeah. I can put this
to
aside.
Say no, it's like, yeah, I can. Yeah.
But it's because he knows nobody wants, no one is just going to say.
No one else.
Except for Shadeem. Yeah,
for some reason, come right, down.
Yeah, he's down to move a fucking safe. I swear to God, if I call him right now, I don't have my phone. Y'all lucky. He would say, yeah, I'd go move a safe with you. Hello. But bro, there's days I left this crib and I'm like, yo, I'm going to move a safe with Ryan downtown, just down the street. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
But I have boots on.
And I cut my fucking arm from moving a safe that's old as shit.
Yeah. Oh, brother Bill, that's the worst. And you know, you're like, for me, I'm always like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, fuck.
Why? Sure. Why though? I'm gonna ask a million questions, but
bro,
I'm gonna say
get there,
man. Oh,
yeah.
Like, bro, you can't do this tomorrow. Like, today it has to be today. Yeah, man.
And don't be trying to throw in the words that soften up, like little and like quick help, quick hand. Oh, it's not one hand,
bro.
That's not
it's
one
a
hand.
Body thing.
That's not. Yeah, that's
yo.
Pelvis,
let me borrow a hand
and your pelvis. Bro.
It's all parts of your body for
yo, real. Yo, when you're moving it, you gotta thrust items into the room. The fucking three pit. Oh, three highs?
It's not just a hand, real man. Quick. Yeah. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And this goes back to me not asking people weird things that I'm putting you in position. I would never.
I like to think that I've done that bro, maybe once back.
Yo, that's why
I've never asked anyone to move a safe.
It's so frustrating because I would never. I've never, yo, and I just, would never.
Bro, the most, this is,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The other day, I think this is the most bothering we would get. I called Sheldon. I'm like, yo, we have to charge his whip right here. Mm-hmm. Do you want to meet us here?
Do you? And it's an invite to
it's
hang
an
out.
Invite to chill. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and it's not even Dewey with, yo, can you leave your crib right now?
Yeah.
And come tow my car.
I remember this guy's like, what are you saying? I'm like, I just finished the reno. I'm like, I'm tired. He's like, he said, yo, I can hear that. That's what he said to me. Like, I felt comfortable after that. I was like, okay, it's my friend. Just, you know, it's my friend right now, you know?
Funny thing was, like, I when I was walking back into my house the day before my dad's birthday, and I invited you and all that, I remember walking into the house and you're like on the phone and something looked wrong. Yo, but me, a new person into the atmosphere of this realm right now, like, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? I just got dropped here.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? It's unseen. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I get in, this nigga's fucking on the phone playing with his chicken, just sliding his chicken around on the plate, nothing else. Like, yo, something's up with this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally grabbing his nose.
Okay.
Oh, all that.
90 pounds?
Oh, okay.
That was literally that conversation. That.
Yeah. Bro.
Oh, you got new ideas?
tell me all about them real quick. How much is that?
Orders more. There's five soil bags now?
Okay,
what have y'all? One won't do it, right?
Bro, so you're saying I gotta get there earlier now.
Can we stop?
All right, cool.
Bro, I just know that, everyone has to go.
No, I know. It's real shit.
But the thing is, the funny part is, I'm maybe a bad friend, but I didn't ask. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I don't even think the tone of your body language is like, don't ask about it.
No, definitely.
Let's just eat this chicken right now. You know what I mean?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew I'm going.
Yeah.
You're there.
I'm gonna be there.
Was it the next morning?
No, it was 2 mornings.
It was two. Okay, because the worst is when someone calls you in the night.
The night, yeah.
To say,
like,
tomorrow
one thing,
morning I need you.
my shorty will at least, you know, like, she'll tell me in advance. Yeah. Like, she'll let me. And I feel like she knows, like, I'm not doing it. Because when I was doing it, you all right? You want some water? You okay?
Yeah. This nigga's about to drop out.
I want to go.
Take a break. Don't do too much, baby. I'm like, I'm good, man. Fuck.
Watch out. Chow. My spine, babe. People, fuck.
You swear at her. It gets so awkward. It's not fun no more.
Watch out, babe. Fuck. Sorry. You fucking bitch. Can you just calm down?
Bro.
Fuck.
I don't know where that came from. I meant the soil.
You're trying to juice it up the conversation. I'll take the orange juice now. What'd you say, orange juice?
Man,
the OJ's finished.
You
know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
It's all in the name of love.
Where I was going with the story.
Where I didn't get here, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. What are we talking about? Yeah.
It was 2 days after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're at my dad's party now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jermaine, I forgot how it came up, but Jermaine basically broke me the news like that day and that same time I walked in and you were on the phone. It was about that call and all the extra shit you had to do. So I was just fucking dying because it all made sense to me.
You got full context
at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got let in. I just saw the picture and I just felt so bad for you. So when I called you, I was just like, oh, he definitely interrupted. Like, I heard your voice.
Trust me.
Just
bro.
Got back. I looked at the time. I'm like, damn.
Damn. Sorry to hear that, man. For real, bro.
You texted me at 9 a.m. And you need to tell me it's 9 p.m. 9 a.m. You're not going to make it? Bro. Like, okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Bro. That's when you know. No. And it's always longer than you think. So if you think it's going to be long and it's longer than that.
Oh, God. Jeez.
So you just got home. Stresses, do whatever you want.
Yeah. I remember I used to marvel at the concept of a job where you knew I start this time, I leave this time. Working for my dad as a... Oh, my God.
This is
as an office, bro. I'm telling you, this is,
this is a B&R podcast.
Yeah. It's yours,
bro. It's a time, job man. Where first off, it's very hard. It's very intense, bro. You're everything just hurts. Everything's sore. One shift, you're sore.
Yo,
you're doing things you don't want to fucking do, and people. Oh my God, you're working with people who don't know what they want.
Yeah,
this is a 1,000-pound thing. Put it over, maybe over there. Maybe we just let's see. Can we see how it looks over there? I'm like. I have, you know what I mean, sweat drops, nigga, fall off my back with every fucking little adjustment that you might not keep.
Yo, the thing
and
is.
And then, sorry, man, and then on go, top go, of that, go. Multiply that with, oh, we don't know when we're done. What time we finish? Oh, when we finish.
When we finish, bro.
I remember talking to the head honchos, the supervisors who've been in this industry for a long time, my dad's old friends. Mm. Like, yo, when do you think we finish?
I don't know, man.
I'm like, bro, for a grown man.
Man, I don't know.
This is a grown man trying to make a child feel better.
Yo,
I'm a child, by the way. I'm 12.
Have you ever asked a grown, the boss, have you ever asked the boss, the person who's in charge, hey, when are we going home? And they bite the back of their pen, hit it with their tooth and say, thinking of everything else we have to do. And we're doing it. You guys don't know.
Yeah, bad.
You guys don't. I'm really getting quiet over here because I'm like, I'm trying to laugh, but I'm like, yo, fuck. Is this bring back?
Bro, it's real pain. And then in the background, especially Friday nights are the worst, right?
Oh, Friday nights, everyone is moving for the weekend. Catch y'all up. Everybody moves on the Friday night.
So on like, jobs. If you're moving the bank, whatever, let's say we're moving RBC whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're like, okay, cool. Friday, we don't have employees. And Friday night. Obviously Saturday, Sunday, not until Monday morning, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, oh, perfect. So any giant fucking move, let's all do it one night, right?
Yeah.
Woo. And they're trying to avoid Saturday, by the way. They really don't want to come in on Saturday to help the move continue. So they're pushing for Friday nights. In the background, we're texting our homies, yo, Friday, what are we saying, boys? Yo, my work probably finished this time. Let's fucking get wings and shit. Group chat vibes, guys.
Yo, let's go for sushi.
Sushi closes at 9:30. We'll be done back Brampton by 7.
Cause my dad estimated 6 o'clock, 3-hour job.
You good?
I'm not okay.
Bro, an hour goes by. Yo. First off, you're still good for 9? Yeah, I'm still good for 9.
The fucking bro, the timestamps and shit. Yo, out of here just now. Yo, my dad's
go down? 8:30, guys. Probably like a half hour late. It's 9 o'clock. You're supposed to be done. You're supposed to be eating sushi right now.
Yo, guys, don't eat.
We're all good, babies. Probably just an hour late, too. What are the men? What are the men saying right now? Men are blessed. Send Fitz to send Fitz to the GC.
Checking fucking vibes, bro.
And then you're 12 o'clock. Yo, guys, he's like, yeah, I know, bro.
Probably pizza fights.
There's like pictures of pizza in their hands. Like,
yo, what
bro, your it? Friends are cheese that you. Bad. It's a chain effect of cheesiness. Bro. Your friends are cheese that you. Your cheese that your dad. Oh my. Your dad's cheese at you for asking, when are we gonna finish so many fucking times?
Oh my.
Bro, to get an answer, you're here. You're here. You're here. Cancel the plans. Bro, yo, we're here, boss.
No.
Imagine you're going to fucking work and say, yo, when do I get? You're here. You're here. You're here. Yo, for him, it was the medieval times, I swear. God, no, this guy. Like, bro. Yo, we didn't even get lunch. Fucking, yo, 1 a.m. The last time we ate would be, honestly, 5 p.m. And he just, he's, you think I want to be here?
Yo, I remember specifically, I had to split the two people. I'm like, okay, there's my dad and then there's my boss.
Don't like my boss that much? I literally had to, it was a mental thing. I'm like, okay, tarnish our relationship as father and son.
I mean, fucking separate him. Called him by his first name, and we knew to do that from when he said, yo, you're here.
I separated him so much to the point where I'm sitting there with the grown men talking shit about the boss who don't know that's my dad.
Yo, what the fuck is that boss problem?
I don't know, bro. Yo, somebody need to get this nigga.
Bro, you guys think this is a joke?
Because the funny thing was, my dad was always getting new people. He was always getting people off the streets and shit, giving people jobs. So it'd just be random.
It'd be niggas I'm ducking from school. I'm like, how did you hear about this job opportunity? Nigga, you're ducking Facebook. I'm like, Richie's out of line,
bro. Bro, I had to tell him, I'm like, yo, dad, some people have problems with each other and you're putting them in the same room.
Get it. Like, no, dad, on some street shit. Like, those two guys can't fucking, like, yo, don't do that.
Don't put him there.
My God. Yo.
Undefeated.
Yo, it's like.
So many Friday nights taken from me, bro.
And then you guys even get to the fucking very bad part. We go back Saturday most of the time.
Imagine hearing you're coming back to work when you're at work.
I'm coming back to this shit. You get to take a mental picture of everything you have to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to fucking move bags while I'm going, but at the same time, I just want to go home. But I'm like, yo, why go home? Man's made jokes about sleeping on the site, saying, yo, I'm just going to sleep here.
Yeah, with a straight face, I'd be like, why don't I just, if I'm coming fucking back here so fucking early, and I know I'm going to wear the same thing. I might even shower tonight.
I'm showering
just
today.
So vexed. I'm just like, oh, fuck everything else. Okay, let's get this shit done. That's what we're doing? Yeah. This is what my freedom depends on? Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. I'm sleeping in my fucking work clothes in a whip.
Yo. Bro, it literally got scary to a point where my dad would cuss me at work, and we're just in the car going back, and we're two different people. It was father and son. Yo, you hungry?
I'm like, separated.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Like,
dang.
It was, yo.
Just take me to my bed real quick.
Yo, yeah.
Bro,
when your dad comes to your door, opens it softly, and that nigga knew.
No
way. It just clicked in my head that he did the girlfriend shit. He came in my room.
And I'm like, yo, you know this is wrong.
It's 6 a.m. You know this is my Saturday.
Yo.
Bro.
I swear.
Someone just quit.
Dog, like, my dad does this.
Who, me?
Why does that fall on me, though? You didn't even ask what I'm doing today.
Dad, you're in your son's room.
Bro, I gotta hit my girl. So, yo. Room. You know that thing we've been planning for 3 fucking weeks? Take it from me. And you just ripped it off my neck.
Let's fight.
Oh, your plans?
Your whole day, man.
Come get it's money, man. It's money. Bro, that was just, honestly, though.
It was money.
You know what I'm saying?
Right about that.
Oh, man.
The emergencies. Sometimes.
Bro,
it'll be raining very hard or pipes burst, and then a very large area of furniture and items and shit is now all flooded. Guess what? It has to move. Oh, whose office moved for that? Richie. What are his kids doing on Saturday? It doesn't fucking matter because they're coming, nigga. Moving shit.
Yo, I thought I had it bad, bro.
My dad is like a German Shepherd when you're trying to take a bone away from this guy. That's like how he flexes his lip when you say, yo. But like when you start the sentence, bro. I remember one time we tried to give him a sentence. Troy, don't start your shit.
Sorry, you know what I'm doing? Listen. You know that thing I'm trying to pursue? Hey, so you know why I'm not going to high school right now? Yeah, that thing. My entire life depends on me getting this fucking video on life.
Fuck it. Yo, this nigga was just so fucking scary, bro. That was, I'm telling you, that was not my dad.
Bro,
it was MasterChef shit.
Yo,
you like Gordon Ramsay, but bro, when you're in that kitchen, it's
fuck that guy. That is a perfect,
perfect fucking analogy.
There's so many layers to this. There's these trucks that the people drive around at my dad's workplace. Mm-hmm. I remember as a kid, like sometimes my dad would bring those home because his car would be in the shop. I was like, all right, I'll take a truck home. And then like I see holes in the roof. Like, bro, why are people so like fucking? Like literally breaking everything. And then this one time we're on the road with a guy. He's an employee there. So he's used to this shit.
Yeah.
He thought he was free. Tomorrow's free. These things that happen. My dad calls them pop-ups. He just drops it on you, bro. He's like, yo, pop-up. 60%. I see this guy. Bro, this chrome net. I'm 14. I'm scared. The first punch hits the fucking roof of the van. Nigga, bro, I'm terrified. This guy said, okay, Richie. Okay, sure. Yeah? Okay, right now? Okay, cool. Sounds good, boss.
Hey, yo, you don't want to make good. Jennifer, bring yourself in your
chair. I'm wincing. I'm wincing as the end of the phone call approaches.
You're driving so close to the window because you're like, yo, this guy's gonna fucking, it's gonna fucking blow.
Yo.
I'm gonna throw up. Bro, this guy smashed the roof with his fist. I'm like, oh. That's why everything just connects him. Okay. Life makes sense now. I see why the roof is always broken.
That was a fucking Wednesday job.
That's a Wednesday, nigga. That was a Wednesday. That wasn't even a Friday.
Yo, you had to just accept the fact that, yo, you're at work.
Bro, I dehumanized myself on that job. I'm just like, I didn't want to talk to anyone. Yeah, God, fuck with you. Fuck you. Anyone just, yo, I'm cheese, bro.
Trust me.
Guap.
Yo, you
got to. I made some change.
Niggas are going home so happy, texting people. Yo, what's poppin'? What's poppin'? Work. It's hot. It's summer. Pop-up job. Yo, niggas did not answer the phone when you seen them call. Call that whole whip. Don't call the whole whip. At the same, new topic.
That must have been stressful for him, Loki.
Yo, I know. I see it. I see it for sure. He's trying to just like, yo, get the job done. And then like, he's dealing with like, you know, though, like you're dealing with a bunch of part-time people who like, you can't offer them a full-time position here. And then he kind of, he's like, my job's going on. Why are you not free? Like, I don't want to hear that. You're coming in.
Yeah. It was just like, he was trying to install a mentality that just isn't in everyone. But my dad had that drive because it's like, he had to work. You know what I'm saying?
He hates laziness, bro.
Bro.
His tolerance for laziness.
It's like,
you want to chill today? What are you, a bum?
Yeah.
What, you go so low.
He'll go so
low. You about to do heroin now?
I'm fucking rich.
Just had a long week, you know?
I'm fucking 16, remember? Remember me?
Like, pick me up. Yeah, like, showing baby pictures. Bro. Like, dog, this is me, remember?
Bro, my dad tried to throw away our baby picture. Why we need him? Why? Look at you. You're right here. I'm like, nah. You're a changed man. Like,
I'm talking to Richie. Let me know when my dad comes back.
Bro, he was dangerous, man. He was just fierce.
Oh man, shout out to Richie. Oh my god.
Shout out my dad, man.
Happy birthday to that man.
Oh yeah, his birthday was great.
Yeah.
Sheldon wouldn't know that though.
Yeah.
Yo, if you park in enforcement, you a rat. Whew. Ha.
My dad sends me
speaking
these texts.
Speaking of my dad, yeah.
Oh, my God. My dad sends me these texts every so often, right?
Because he gets a mail for the whatever, you know what I'm saying? He gets a mail.
He gets, yeah.
So he sees all the tickets that don't.
Oh.
Yeah. Bro, they don't even give you 10 days. What's the fucking, what, you forget for 5 days and they send you a letter?
Oh, if you get like the yellow tickets? I didn't even know that.
You get your tickets if you don't pay it in like 14 days. It's like, oh, you're trying to duck it. So they start sending you shit. But like, I do everything online. So I'm just like, yo, I'm an online nigga. Yeah, I'm a handle it there. Sometimes I'll be fighting with people, but like, I'll be fighting with the tickets. And they get sent to my dad's house. But like, sometimes it was really just the ticket I had. And he'll just be texting us like the envelope of just like ticket thing. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
this fuck. You guys? He always asks, is this you? I'm like, well, yes, it's my name.
Yo, I swear to God, you can watch. We got all this shit saying like, yo, is this you?
And yo, like I could say all, but like maybe one or two is Trevon.
Yeah.
So I'd be fucking just up early. I get the text. I'm like, let me just let Trevon wake up and get to
that.
Bro, it's so bad because I'm always have to say like, yeah, sorry. Is this your guy's ticket? And it's just like, yeah. But every time his response is, yo, it's annoying, it's a waste of money. That's it.
But why does it cost $80 to park? Yeah. I parked there for 1 minute.
And especially in fucking other places, bro. I got a ticket in Montreal the first 10 minutes in there.
Why is this $200?
I can't read your language.
Yeah, that too.
I can't read it.
I don't know what that fucking 200 means, though. I'm not feeling that.
Yeah,
energy.
Like, yo, I see one the number 100. I'm standing beside it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's me. Yeah. There we go. But I got to take, I'm like, yo, I don't know where to park. Let me just park here, empty my bags, whoop, whoop, come back. And I see, and then
shiny gold one.
Oh, ooh, man. There's this a whole paper.
Oh, you
it's
got
a whole fucking
by 11, nigga?
Yeah, shit. Yes.
My man got a printed paper.
Sometimes they're kind of interesting. Like, so this is how they look.
Little souvenir.
Oh, my God. I got a ticket in New York. I had so, like, it was, I couldn't find the price. I'm like, where the fuck is it? Then I found it, and I was so shocked.
Yeah, I bet you did, nigga. And I bet you was shocked.
Oh, man.
Bro, it's such a vibe. Like, bro, charge me $10 and I'll still be like, oh fuck, let me not do that. Charge me a dollar and I'll be like, okay, I'm not trying to lose a bone. Bro, why are you charging me $175?
That's crazy.
And let's talk about your signs. Cause I don't get it, nigga.
I don't get them.
You know how I don't get it, nigga? Because I fucking parked
a ticket.
If you said do not park here right now, gone. Bro, I'm literally there. You ever just stand at the sign and fucking...
So Monday, Tuesday, one, but Friday, but then okay, cool, the 2 hour thing.
Oh, so you can stay. Oh, no, you can't. Okay. Fuck it.
What time is it? What time is it? When you see the solid P sign saying no P and the arrow going this way,
I get that.
Good.
I understand that.
But no P21, but April 1st to March 2nd. Yeah, you're good. At 1600 hours. I'm like, bro, what am I?
Yeah,
I'm fucking.
Army guy?
We'll take it. I'll take it.
I was wondering where you were going to take it.
Oh my, I was trying to like, where the fuck are you going? That shit? Yeah. Maybe saying 10-4 and shit.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah. Make your signs normal. Just say, don't park here.
Yeah.
And then, bro, why can't we park? Why can't we park? Like, what if we just do away with no park? Bro, I'll be 1 minute.
Let me leave my whip here.
But yo, you don't gotta do.
Oh my God!
Like some places, why can I only park here for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Like why is there no fucking parking at all from this time to this time?
Yeah.
And you know what? Shoot me a blight. Allow me sometimes, because there's even sometimes in our parking garage, there's areas of like a corner, and it's just a square with a fucking paint with the fucking lines going through it. I'm like, saying don't park here, but like why?
Look, my car fits. Look. My car is in there. What? Just because lines on the fucking what?
Bro, no one's going. That's not stopping.
That's
nothing.
One way to look at it for sure.
Yeah, what? I'm gonna leave it here forever? No, I want my car back. I'll leave.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'll cut. Whatever.
Yeah, I promise you that,
bro. It does not. It makes no sense. If I like, sometimes I want to work these jobs just to save people. Sometimes say like, yo, that's a greasy parking job. Sometimes there's people that park and just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Montreal's been dirty too.
Really?
I drove around so much looking for places I could park. I'm trying to decipher these French motherfucking signs. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see the number. Okay, cool. I think this works. And there's an empty spot. Other people are here for. That's the key. Oh, other people are. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's
y'all gonna get just me.
Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I come back only fucking one car is a ticket. And it's just mine.
Oh man.
Shiny yellow thing. Like, what the fuck? And then I'm reading the thing. I'm going Google Translate. Like, oh, you got to be a resident. Nigga, mm-hmm. I'm in front of a fucking castle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, fucking Dracula, bro. Who parks your nigga? Vampire park my nigga.
Bro,
it was like 80, 90 bucks. Oh my bro.
God!
Why?
Damn.
And then where's this money go? I'm in Montreal and this fuck all the lanes are rubbed out and shit. I don't even know where the fuck I'm supposed.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you putting this money? What does it cost for me to?
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
No, we remember when we went to go I went to go buy a case for my phone. Exciting day. I'm just like, oh, I'm buying a new case. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know how that day is. You know if you buy a new case, the phone nests to new.
You know what I'm saying?
We go, we park up and I'm on the street and I'm just like, yo, wait, hold on. I see the fucking parking guy kind of walking with a fucking
this guy was walking
brisk
slime.
But I caught him because his reflector jacket just caught the sun at the right time while jaywalking on the street. I'm like, yo, whoa, where was that guy going? I go back to my whip and I have a ticket because I'm not a resident. And I'm like, bro, whose street is this?
Yeah.
Why can't I park here on the street if there's literally no one was parked there on that
day? It's a scam, man.
Scam.
And like you can't for you to tell me I can print this ticket and even if it blows off or someone rips it off, I'm still
responsible
for it. Yeah.
And you owe us more.
That's what I've always wondered. Like, bro.
You get the ones where they just give you a ticket. And I'm like, okay, this is wrong because I was supposed to. But I was doing my thing on. I made sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fight it. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, where's my money? What do you mean? My bad, nigga. What if I just paid it? Sorry. Actually, no. It was fucking $500.
Oh shit! I was tripping. It's cool. You know, sometimes when someone just tries a ticket and they just try to take it back, like
yeah, really that's what I feel like it is.
It is. It's like, no, bro, it's just like, well, take it. Well, fuck you, drop Kobe.
It's fuck a damn scam, man.
How we get back at these niggas?
Huh?
Get cars with no fucking windshield wipers.
I know, still.
Yo, you just have to start taking in like them whips, man. That's why we knew to move, man. And they park in weird places that they're not allowed to park at.
Are you above the law?
Technically.
It's like, look where you're parked while you're giving me a ticket.
Yeah, did you pay for this parking?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm making a citizen's ticket.
That might be the game.
Could I make my own like company and say, yo, I'm city parking.
I'm parking enforcement.
There has to be someone to patrol. Like the FBI is higher than the police.
Who's patrolling? The mans that are patrolling the mans.
We'll figure that out when we get there.
Someone's gonna have to patrol me and like
you're not wild enough.
Whoever wants, yeah, like
bro, you know, honestly, there has to be a board of like people.
There has to be a line
that just protect people who fucking get tickets. They're making money. How much did they make?
That is a good concept.
Toronto. Toronto. What's my fucking question I just asked?
Well, from the red light cameras, they made $17.3 million
in one year.
Just off red light.
One year? And you got violated on that too.
Yeah, I got violated on that. Yep.
You did too? Yep. I was talking about Trevon, but you did too.
Yeah, I got violated.
The red light ticket.
I still got a quote for that.
Bro, why is your light still?
No, I just paid that. I paid that actually. Yeah.
That's how they get you.
And the thing was,
I don't want to fight. You know what's crazy? I want to come and talk
to you. You know I didn't want to go through that light. I went there and I told the girl the story. I'm like, okay, but listen, if I drive a Jeep and I'm going downhill, why am I going to stop?
I'm going to slam on my brakes?
Yo, guys, the amount of time.
That was your defense, buddy?
Get a video camera. Get a red light video camera and I'll be like, yo, watch the light.
Bro, who's your red light guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all could have installed it wrong, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's to say, like, what? Technology always fucks up.
We just had to fix our Wi-Fi.
Twice.
That's true. It should be a video.
Come on, man.
That's what I wondered even about the fucking the speed limit.
You see them? Things. You see that shit, man?
Yeah, because I'm like, how are you going to know, though? How are you going to know if, like, a man's beside me and he's beaming
and
it?
And then that's
you know what
me.
I'm saying?
And then how are you going to know which whip is, you know what I'm saying?
License plate.
Because, well, what's the deal? Tell it to them for the niggas don't know.
Yeah.
They got in Toronto, they got these new
it's like you know the speed cam that it's like a sign that tells you the speed you're going. and they'll be telling you like to slow down. Mm-hmm. Now them niggas got a camera in there, and they'll just automatically send your ass a ticket. Saying,
they issue tickets. It is what, $5 for every kilometer above. Over?
But oh, I will say speeding tickets. Though? Speeding ticket, I fuck with that. That's, you know what I mean? Speeding has it's been pretty fucked. And but honestly, they should, if you could get a better license to say like, all right, yo, this guy's allowed to drive that fast. So you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
For sickles.
Because it's like, I get it. That speeding's bad. You want to like limit that. And I feel like it will help. But it's still like, yeah, one, it's a ridiculous price. Mm-hmm. But now it's at, like parking place is not really at the a spot of safety. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not really stopping nothing. So it's like, I feel like them sending a high price, maybe that's the reason. And
but one, bro, let me realize I'm going 41 instead of 40 and then, okay, adjust.
Oh, they'll do that?
That's what I'm saying. They one should, is a, oh, yo, it's five bones now.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
There should be a difference.
Bro, give me a little.
One?
Give me a little buffer.
There should be a grace. Should be a 10 kilometer.
Yo, there has to be something because I've sped past cops where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm definitely doing 80. But it's like, You know when you're doing a calm 80 and like, oh, I'm about to get to wilding, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm about to need for speed, like right after I see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got away like that. But if you, what is that? 20, doing 20 over, and that's $5 a kilometer?
Yeah.
No, those guys are, that's mean. That's just cruel at that point.
It's
just,
bro.
Yeah.
Bro, if we just gather up enough people to say, nah.
Mm-mm. That's what I was wondering. Like,
you're not, if you just, yo,
if all we all just don't pay our tickets, fuck
a million people
say, don't pay the fucking ticket. You say, nah, it's gonna happen.
They're gonna make hell of money on late payments because y'all gonna pay us.
That's
one
just
day.
Going straight to the tax collector. Like, them niggas gonna say, oh, you what's up now? This is our business.
Oh my
god, I fucking hate that shit. If you owe me money, you owe me money. That's between us. My high school friends, Clyde, owed me money for years. And then one day, my brother owed him money. Ryan owed him like 20 bones or something like that. I don't know, some next shit. And then magically, Clyde is just like, yo, tell your bro to pay you because your bro owes me.
Don't involve me in that.
Oh,
no. This is this is a two-way transaction. Yeah.
Bro.
Yep.
To this day, I didn't get that bread. I was like, yo, fuck it. I know that's gone.
You got to write them things off. It really make you feel better. Free up some mind space. It's like, you know what?
Yep.
It's okay. Keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me of the damn, when you get a parking ticket on a private property and you're like, fuck, what do you need? It's private property. This guy can't get me. And then the fucking the creditor calls you. Hey, just to let you know that this so-and-so property sent you over to the thing for collection. So like, yeah, when you going to pay that? And by that point, it's $5,000.
Yeah.
Like, yo, homie, this has got nothing to do with you guys. Yeah. I don't even know.
Who are you?
Look, what's your name? Josh? This is Josh? Look, you the big boss around there? But you want to be the big boss. Okay, so look.
Come up for me, man.
Take that off, man. I had this parking story in New York. First of all, I don't give a fuck. But when you're going up, like, streets, like, one-way streets, things are allowed to park on both sides of the street. So, you know, in Brampton, it's like, I don't think you can park on both sides at the same car.
In some places,
can't really be double parking. So they do it where it's just literally just one lane because it's one way going up.
Mm-hmm.
But the street cleaning was on this day, right? So in New York, when the street cleaning is on that day, you just can't park on that side. So they park in the middle of the fucking thing. Make sense?
So you can drive on either side?
It'll be like, they'll just move, like shift the cars over so they can park. So there's one time we're like thrifting and I was like trying, I was waiting for the store to open because it was still early. We're looking for parking now and shit, and we're going around, and then I got caught in this like fucking in this little trap because two people parked, but then the morning parking was now over, so now there's three people parked.
Oh, shit. Just a clear blockage of the road,
bro. When I said, I'm like, yo, some people just don't give a fuck and they park. This is what I had in my mind.
Yeah,
it's the three lanes blocked up, and where this guy was parked, it made no sense. I only went behind him because, get this, I thought someone was in the car. By the time I figured out, oh, no one's in this car.
Hey, wait, it's been 30 minutes.
There's a lineup behind me now.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm just here in this whip. And then
you turn it off.
It gets better. I didn't. It was fucking fuming outside. I'm like, nah, it gets better. I'll tell you why. I couldn't even open my windows. I look to the right of me, and there's a man there. There's a man who's just, you know what I mean? He's clearly living on the bench, and he's just chilling there. He's like right on my window. So again, tight streets. He's right on my window.
Fuck.
He's sleeping there and shit, and then like he just starts to get active after a while. And I'm just, I feel like I'm like in a fucking zombie movie, and I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to be chill because if this. In Toronto, these guys will come up to you. They'll go in your whip. I've seen it all, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, this guy starts to get active. I'm getting a little shook. And I keep looking. Maria's like, bro, stop looking over there. Stop looking over there. I'm like, bro, I have to. What if this nigga's charging at me with a knife? And I'm just like this. This nigga will take me through the glass. You know, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I pay all the bill. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just thought I slipped that in.
Mm-hmm. So I'm checking, right? And I'm just making sure he's good. I'm good. And then I'm just like, yo, he starts doing something very weird. I'm like, yo, Maria, look, look, look. She's like, what? And he starts taking off his pants. And I'm like, oh, shit's getting weird. But I didn't know he was taking off his pants until, like, his piece fell out and, like, hit the bench. I'm like, yo, whoa. Like, okay. Yo, like, yeah, this is getting real now. This
and I know for sure that nigga pants off.
He took a whole shit right beside me. And I witnessed the whole thing.
Damn.
Couldn't go anywhere. And then
you could have looked away, though.
This is in New York.
You could have looked away.
I could have looked away. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You saw the whole thing, though.
He was there for a minute. I'm not gonna lie. It was there for a minute. And then it was just so bad because the fucking AC was on and it danked outside. And I'm just like,
oh, it's taking in the air from outside and trapped
I switched it to the fucking just the central. I was like, yo, look, just blow Jeremy.
Just circulate my breath in the whip.
Just breathe with what I already got. You know what I'm saying? Like a rocket ship. And I'm just like, bro. I had to get out of there, but the nigga finally ran down. Oh, we were probably there for like an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Until just this guy realized.
What? There's no way to U-turn or
nothing. We couldn't get out of there. We're trapped in. A car's here, car's here, car's here. I'm in the middle.
And it's and one
someone's behind me. Yeah. And now there's like a line. I can't back up. They're not backing up.
Damn.
But then if we backed up, we're going now into the lane of oncoming traffic coming this way.
Oh, shit.
And then there's a car parked on this side, so you can't really see who's coming.
Feces right beside you.
Feces on my left, so I'm not getting out.
It's on your right.
Oof. On my right is another parked car. I can't go anywhere. Literally can't. I'm telling you, I only drove into this shit because I'm like, oh, this nigga's moving. He's waiting for something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, wait, how come I just see the steering wheel by itself?
Where's that?
Nate, that's why I parked there too. I'm like, all right, cool. I guess
this is where we at. What are we doing around here?
There's a lot of great inventions. Of course, the light bulb, you know what I'm saying? The wheel. Mm-hmm. For the first nigga to say, yo, shit stinks way too much when it's not in water. Yo, guys, I know we made the wheel. We did the pizza thing.
No.
Shit stinks too much. What are we going to do? Like, what if we just put it in water? Let's try that.
That way you can just slip on out.
TMI, what y'all know what I'm TMI about?
Oh, my
God. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man.
Everyone at home, you already TMI.
Just, sometimes that little piece, I just don't be in the water. And just, holy fuck. What a difference.
Sometimes you just know because you hear the sound slap on the bowl, the cold bowl, and you're just like, yo, fuck. Yo, and that same piece just
here comes a stench.
There's not enough water to get under and move it, so it's just there for a minute.
Just, I'm just like,
then you just press the fucking flush button. Just,
the toilet's choking, nigga. Sometimes life be just doing you dirty.
But yo, the dirtiest I've ever seen it done to me, it was like TMI, TMI, TMI.
Oh man, I'm not ready.
You know, and it's like perfect when it's like, okay, yeah, it comes out of your body and then it just lands perfectly in the toilet hole.
Yep.
But the other times it lands like a hammock. I'm like, fuck, this ain't going nowhere. This ain't going nowhere. But a fucking, and you got a weak like, flush.
When it lands like a fucking.
Bro, you brush it and it just relaxes a bit.
Bro, nah, this is bro, it doesn't get no better than this.
Bro, like a string bridge with wooden fucking planks, and it's just there, but it's just
hanging out. That's what I'm just like, oh, yeah, you got me. Whoever's after me.
You have to explain why you flush so many times, and at that point, it just man.
I'm not even gonna say how we fix that up.
So crazy.
TMI, there's this one time, it's just fucking frustrating.
Did you have to cut it with a fucking plunger?
Oh,
okay. I used the bristles.
Nigga, walk out with a garbage bag and a stick. What are you throwing away?
Just some hair products.
I'm going to the dollar store.
I owe you $1.50.
Yeah.
Birdman. You know what time it is, man. Just like that, that was episode 62 of the Random Order Podcast. We're signing out.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and episode clips. Hit that bell to become a true Know the Gang Eagle. Have that beautiful sing of an eagle, man. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing comments for new people to find our shit. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. You know what I'm saying? New 4YE Dewey's on the way.
Oh, man.
4YE.ca. Drop your email off. We'll let you know when them Dewey's are coming out ahead of time. Probably gonna be on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna do something special, man. So you might as well follow now, right?
Yeah.
Random Order Twitch.
Yeah, we're just gonna,
you know what I'm saying? We'll see what that turns into.
We might see some
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just gonna put this out there just so you know what I'm saying. We come with the crit energy on the approach of the Twitch.
Okay.
Eagles gonna be a little different over there.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know we need them Eagles over there.
You know what I'm
saying?
So y'all go fly over there. We made a page already, the Random Order Podcast.
It's gonna be down below. I'll link it.
You know,
y'all niggas know where to find. And nigga, do some work for once. You know what I'm saying? Find some shit. You know, niggas just be leaving it. It's not there, dude. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can find the comments and they are mad confusing to find.
Spend 4 seconds.
You know what I'm saying? Find the link. If you can't find it. You know what I'm saying? DM me. Okay.
Of course, follow us at 4YE, #4YE on Instagram. Turn on the post notice so you know exactly the next time we drop. Man, I need a lotion of the day, man.
Man.
Oh, that's Lubriderm. I can respect it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.